B-Pod Studios.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast. Today's Monday, August 19th, the first day of school for a lot of colleges. Classes start today, including our very own UNCC.
I'm already a week into mine online college.
A lot of people started last week, too.
Yeah, we started last week.
How's it going, Roy?
I'm already getting emails. I need to pick up the pace.
Have you had to do anything, like turn anything in? Roy's doing the Harvard Business School online, by the way, and you had to be accepted.
Yeah, you had to be accepted, and the first week was incredibly difficult. I've already had to write three opinion pieces. Three in my first week.
Wait, how can that be wrong, though, if they're opinion pieces?
It's not that I'm wrong.
Like a real question.
Well, so the way they work it is that
your opinion's wrong.
Harvard says your opinion's wrong.
No. So the way it works is that they release a bunch of material each week, and then they kind of a professor, if you notice that you're not as far as everyone else, will send me an email and be like, hey, make sure that by Tuesday you get this done to me, because then you'll catch up. He's trying to make sure I pace with everyone else. Because the last thing you want to do is everyone, you know, graduates the program and then, you know, there's me toting along. So I've already done three opinion pieces, and then I've already done one negotiation exercise, which I think I won.
Good.
The negotiation. So.
Okay. Well, we did something called College Freshman 101, and it was like an like a no holds barred conversation. Be honest with us. This is stuff that your parents aren't going to tell you when you head to college as a freshman. Like, give us some advice. And we got some really good advice from people, including a phone call that we took off the air that we'll put in right here so you guys can hear this.
Hi, let's talk with Joshua and Charlotte. Joshua, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. This is a Rap Party exclusive.
Yes, Rap Party exclusive. I'm not good enough for the air, but by golly.
I'm so sorry.
It's a time constraint thing. Well, you know.
Hey, didn't your parents pay your way through college? I'm kidding.
You can blame Hannah. Hannah went on forever and took your time. Okay, what do you got, buddy?
I just wanted to call and say, I just did 7 years of Bible college, and I went 2 years of UCLA. And if I could go back in time and tell myself, say, hey, Josh, there's one thing you could change that would change your whole world, I wouldn't do it, because I wouldn't be the person I am today. I just say go into college. Of course, it's scary, but you know what? Like, those memories are going to carry you through a lifetime, and it's like your last time before adulthood. And now we're in adulthood, and it can suck, but you know what? I make the best out of it. But I just want to say embrace life and enjoy every single minute of it. So,
and how was
a Hallmark moment?
Okay, that's good. And how was Bible college? Was it a lot of religious stuff?
In 7 years?
Well, honestly, 5 years of Bible college, 2 years of UCLA, because I was like, I need a college experience because, like, I love the Lord, but you can only handle so much, you know?
Right. I mean, what'd you do, read the book five times?
I know, right? I can quote it. I'm kidding. I'll read it in Yiddish. But no, I mean, it's just, it gave me peace with finding and knowing that, you know, your religion may not be the same as mine, but just like the outfield said, just because you're right doesn't mean I'm wrong. Like, I don't have a right to judge you. Like, you're a great person, right?
Okay. Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know about Lauren, but I mean, right. I'm kidding.
You know what? Our very own producer, Nicole, is the Bible drill champ for North Carolina.
Do you know, we had a party at one of my friend's house. It was a Jeff Foxworthy show. Like, we had a drinking party, and they're like, hey, Josh, we want you on our team at the Bible show. I got every question wrong.
You needed Nicole.
I don't want to be the guy that talks too much. So I just want to say good morning, and just embrace life, man. Enjoy it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Josh.
Hey, and I'm kidding about the jokes, guys.
I know.
I'm kidding about it. All right.
I like it when you bust our balls. It's good times.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
See you, Josh. Right. Thanks. Bye. And then not only do we take phone calls, Loren and Roy, we got a ton of text messages from people who were talking about advice for freshmen. For college advice, definitely pick the right professor for the class. Every parent always tells you it's what you make of it, but really it's the quality of the professor. So go on, rate my professors or ask around to ensure you get the best one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
had one professor that liked touching my shoulders. He's like, Roy, you did a great job. I was like, oh, thank you.
Put that on the review.
Yeah.
Another text message says something that I learned the hard way. You have 4 years to experience college. Don't try to cram everything in your first month of freshman year.
That's fair. Piece it out.
How about Lorraine, the person who called in and said you could wear what you want?
Yeah. She went to school in her pajamas and slippers and was really comfortable.
I did notice that. I only did 2 semesters of college. And when in high school, it was like an event. You got dressed up and it was a lot more judgy, in my opinion, whereas college was...
Yeah.
You're there. I mean, you're paying to learn, so.
This is a really good one. If you're living in a dorm and you put holes in the wall, area code 980 says, if you're going to hang things up on the wall and you put holes in it, you get charged for the holes. But all you have to do is use toothpaste to fill the holes.
What if you have
toothpaste?
White walls?
Yeah. It's like spackle.
Yeah, but that's not like going to stay. That's just so that they
no,
can't
it'll
see that they're
staying in the hole.
Really?
Hell yeah. It's a good hack.
I guess we'll have to test that theory.
A lot of people said join a club, get involved.
Join a club.
Learn your alcohol tolerance. Go to parties. Watch your drinking at said parties.
Yeah.
I like the text message that was like, if somebody brings extracurricular activities to a party, don't do them unless you see them do them.
Area code 704 said college advice. If you're at a party, don't follow your group of friends to the bathroom. They go in there to take lines.
Oh my gosh.
If someone offers you Coke, it's probably not soda, LOL.
Oh.
And then there is that one where someone said, college advice, don't take drugs from someone. Oh, and then in all capitals, oh, did Lorraine just do
yeah,
that
Lorraine
one?
Just said
sorry,
that
I was reading the other one, Lorraine. Yeah, that's a good one.
Lorraine said extracurricular activities to keep it more PC. You said drugs.
Yeah,
whatever.
On the podcast. I was dying to say drugs on the podcast.
I know you were.
So college freshman 101, there you go. Also, on a more important note, like someone says, use your resources, area code 240, mental health, study things, you know, they're all so important. Use your counselors. If you get behind, Roy, use your counselor.
Yeah. I do.
Someone texted in and said, I just wanted to let you guys know I saw Lorraine and Nicole at Queen Park Social on Friday night when you guys were doing the Rap Party podcast. I freaked out and was too scared to say hello. Didn't anybody like sit around and watch us do it live? Because that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, there were some people.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it was a crowd.
Just waiting to get in. People were just waiting
crowd.
To get the couch that you were sitting on.
Although, for the crowd that watched, they...
Are you guys going to be done soon?
Thanks for watching the podcast. Yeah, how much longer?
We need the couch.
I want that couch.
Although, if you watch us, it's hard to hear us because it's kind of loud inside Queen Park Social, so you couldn't really hear us.
Someone from area code 980 says, Roy and Nicole, you should go up to Montreal for Pride Weekend. It's awesome. The gay village is beautiful, and it's crazy. From your Montreal friend, Josie Ann.
All right. I like a good gay time.
You go up to Montreal?
Sure. It's a quick flight, I think. Where's that? Is that on the East Coast or West Coast?
Yeah, it's on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's a 2-hour flight.
The other thing we talked about today, too, which was really funny, was your dogs. Lorraine read an article.
Yeah.
From Women's Health.
Yeah, people's dogs are getting in the way of their sex lives.
Which, you know, my dog watches me have sex every time I have sex. She never goes to another room, so she's probably traumatized.
She's not traumatized.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Stay for something.
No, she likes to be near us, but like, she has to be like, are they fighting? Like, what are they doing? Like, why is Daddy?
Daddy and Daddy are
Big
just
Daddy
wrestling.
Big Daddy never moves fast. Why is he moving fast?
Big Daddy.
Because you know she doesn't know who we are.
Yeah.
If it's the Big Dad or the Small Dad or the White Dad or the Black Dad. It's one of the, that's how she tells us apart.
Roy's in an interracial relationship. And
my dog's colorblind, too.
Right. Your dogs only see black and white,
yeah,
so both black.
So it's either White Daddy, Black Daddy, Big Daddy, Skinny Daddy. It's one of the two.
Text message says, my dog cries and barks at us when we're doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, people say they can't put them outside the door because they just howl the whole time.
Yep. My dog just stares at us and then humps his toy.
That's
pretty funny. About the dog thing, one day I was in the bedroom at a girl's house, and her dog came in and started licking my butt while we were moving furniture.
Wow.
Came to find out later they didn't have a dog. No, I'm joking.
This is the neighbor creeping in.
The one thing about all these text messages is that you're all freaks. You don't stop when the dog's involved.
No.
Nobody said, like, well, so we stopped just so that we wouldn't harm the dog.
All right, well, that's a Rap Party podcast.
Is it?
I mean, do you have something else you want to talk about? Lauren has to go to a client appointment.
Where are you going?
Yeah. Fort Mill. Keller Morrison, yeah. Okay. It's a haul from here.
Yeah, I saw you doing your makeup this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm actually dressed up today. I'm not in my jeans and sweatshirt like I normally am.
There you go. Well, have fun, you guys. And thanks for listening to the Wrap Party Podcast. Don't forget, you can listen to our podcast in its entirety. The Kiss95.1 app has our MRL show where you can grab us and just listen. Actually, anywhere you can, you know. But if you have the app, you can use the Apple Play, which I love.
Right.
To stream the MRL show without songs or commercials. It's just an hour and 20 minutes of us.
Okay. Toodles.
Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.